They're on Daf, Kuv Dalet, Amad Aleph. Let us learn the Taisvis on the Sugya we had learnt yesterday. The Gemara was Medayik from the Mishnah. Kol HaBosor Oso Lavasho B'cholov Chutz Mipsar Dogim V'chagovim. And the Gemara held that it would seem that Basar Oif is also mina Teire, the like Rabbi Kiva, and the Seif is going according to Rabbi Kiva, and we had two Mahalchim to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Either Rabbi Yosef said that's 100% true, the Mishnah holds that Basar Oif is also mina Teire, and it's going according to Rabbi, who holds like the Chachamim by Bosaroif. And then we had a second Mahalach that Ravashi said that the Mishnah not necessarily has to hold that Bosaroif is also in a Torah. Kol HaBosar also Levashel B'chol means it's also Levashel. Others are also in Divrei Torah. Bosar Behem is also in Divrei Torah. Bosaroif is also in the Rabbon. Ha'oif osar mideraisa. So Tosfos says, Ochenami havimotzi leminket chaye. I mean, the diik of the Mishnah that is loved after oif is osar minatayre, chaye is also osar minatayre. Fine. Venire. So now Tosfos says, the hodes al kedaitoch shahudi eraisa. Where did the Gemara see that Bosor Oif is also min HaTorah? It says, Kol HaBosor also Levashel B'cholov, Chutz Mibesar Dogim V'chagovim. So it says it's also, where did the Makshin and Rabbi Yosef see that it's also min HaTorah? V'nire Dehodes Al Kedaitach Shehu Dereise Mishum Desomech HaSeife. The Gemara was Somech on the Seife. The Gozar Halah Oto Achila, the second Bovin, the Mishnah said that they assailed Halah Oto Achila, and we find by Chalas Chutz Loretz, that's only also Midarabonon, they did not assail Halah Oto Achila. Kididayek Rav Yosef Besomuch. So the whole Mekoyer of the Shakla Vitae of this Gemara, that Rav Yosef Lishitosai, but that what the Makshin held, that Bosarif is Osmin HaTorah, is based on the Diyuk that the Gemara is going to bring later. That since we see Halah is also by Bosarif, and Halah is Mutter by Chalas Chutzah, so we see that Halah, that Bosarif is Osmin HaTorah. That's pshat in the Gemara. Avolein loima. Now Tosfos, Emerson, the Maram, Tainus on Tosfos, it's very shver. I mean, it's ikachos min ha-sefer. The whole thing is built on the diak of from the middle above it. The Gemara doesn't bring this at all. That's the next sugya. Avolein loima. But you can say a different bahalach. The diak midiktoni. Kol HaBosor Oso Levashel B'chola. It says, Kol HaBosor, Dimash Melei, Shekol HaBosor Shove Zekoze. Kol HaBosor, it would seem, we're including all Bosor, and it seems all are similar. Bosor Oif, Ke Bosor Beheime. That was the Mekor. It says, Kol HaBosor Oso, it seems the Issa. It seems the Yisr is one Sug Yisr, an Yisr that's also in a Torah. So Taishu says, you can't say this. The Ho, if you make such a Diyek, the Hanoider min HaBosor, because let's look in the Sefer. Hanoider min HaBosor, which is also also Bosoroif, Enkol HaBosor Shove, Dafilo Rabbi Kiva Moidem, the loy mitzah bepsar oif mi deraisa, kidama beperk hanoida min hayerek, the moida rabbi kive, the loy lo. So Taisva says, that you can't say that the makshin was medayik from the lashon of kol habasa, because if that's the makor, so in the sefer it also has to be medayik that basa oif is also min ha-toira als Rabbi Kiva's lomdis, because it's called a min basa. And if you learn the Gemara Nedarim, you'll see that Rabbi Kiva, even though Rabbi Kiva says that a noidim min ha-basar is also b'basar oif, that's only min ha-rabona, it's not min ha-raisa. So al-kochach, there's no such diuk, there's no such diuk that all the basar is the same. Taisvis in the Dorim says, pshat, in this Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva holds the min ha-din, einoi minoi. That what the shliach has to ask, did you mean this also, that min ha-din, it's not called minoi, lahach merom Rabbi Kiva de minoi. So al-kaponim, Taisva says, that you can't say that the diik is from kol ha-boso, which would mean that all boso have the same aloche, because in the sefer you see clearly that all basa does not have the same halacha, and Rabbi Kiva holds that basa oif is only also midrabanan lechumre. Now the Maram Tain is on Taisvis. Taisvis is take a moirdi kepella. What Taisvis is saying over here, if we look in the sefer and we look in the reisha, there's a tremendous chiluk between the reisha and the sefer. The reisha says, Kol habosar osa lebashel b'cholom. So he says, kol habosar osa. A kol habosar is inclusive. Means bosar behemet, bosar oif, bosar chay. And he says, kol habosar osa lebashel. So that means they're all the same. If you put it in two words, kol habosar osa lebashel, you don't differentiate. So just like bosar behemet is osa lebashel min ha-toire, is bosar oif also osa lebashel min ha-toire. That was Taka the Diak from the Gemara. It's a right, it's awesome in that time. So Taisva says, so in the Sefer, why didn't you say the same thing? If the Makshin understood like this, in the Sefer, Rabbi Kiva Zicha doesn't hold that Basar Oif is awesome in that time. So let's look at the Sefer. The Sefer says, Kol HaBasar Oso. The Sefer says, Heter, Hanoiter min HaBasar, Mutter Bepsar Togim Vechagovim. The Sefer did not say one word that all basar is also. The Sefer just said, Hanoidim min ha-basar is mutar b'chagovim. But it never said that Hanoidim min ha-basar is also b'chol ha-basar. So in the Sefer, there's no raya. The Sefer is only speaking about Heter, not speaking about Israel. Hanoidim min ha-basar is mutar b'psar togim b'chagovim. So there you could say, in what is the also? Well, Basar Oif is also min Rabbana. Basar Oif is also min HaTorah. So the Maram Taka Tain is like this. The Maram Tain is that's Taka the Makir of the Makshin. Here it says, Kol HaBasar also, so it would seem that all Basar is also mitam echad. And here it doesn't say Bechlal that all Basar is also. The Sefer just says, Anoidi min HaBasar is mutar b'chagodim. What it's also in, it matters. Basar Oif is also mid Rabbanon. Basar Behem is also mid Torah. Umeno Taime, the Loi Gazrinin, Gzeira Legzeira. So now, Rabbi Yosef wanted to prove that Basar Oif is also mid Torah. Because if you say that Basar Oif is also mid Rabbanon, so they wouldn't answer, Halo, Oto Achila. And how do you know the legazrin and gzeire legzeire? Because we learned a Mishneh that chalas chutz loretz is necheles imazor ala shulchan. So you see that since it's also midarabonon, they didn't make an iser on halo oto achil. So the Gemara had to bring a raya from a Mishneh that chalas chutz loretz. There's no Isser Halo. So Taisva says like, Bekame mekoimes oma hi gufa gzeire vanan nekem venigzer gzeire le gzeire. Sometimes, or many times, the Gemara doesn't bring any rayas. The Gemara says something that's also me the Rabbanon, so we should ask, Bek Akzeire Le Gzeire, Bek Abed Le Shabbos, Bek Memem Ad Likin, Bereish Beye. V'hocha, but over here Chazal understood that Halah Oto Achila is not, some say Akzeire Le Gzeire, it's going to be Halah, there's going to be Achila, it's not, like I said, it's not a normal Akzeire Le Gzeire. Here the Svarah Chitzayna would have been that it should be also. It's not a pasha to gzeira le gzeira. V'hocha b'inin lasu yeraya l'inin gzeira da lo oto achila. Here the Gemara bring a raya. Here misvore chitzoyne, I would say that it's osar, it's halo and achila. If there's a law, automatically there'll be achila. It's not called a gzeira le gzeira. So the Gemara bring a raya from chalas chutzlot. Yesh mekayim isnami the gazrin gzeir legzeir and the other places l'fiyemis yitaka goyis gzeir legzeir. There's no klal v'loy chayshine. We're not chayish, even though it's a gzeir legzeir. And the ain is the Maram's girsa. The ain ledam is gzeir es chachamim zula. So you give him a dam gzeir es one to the other. Elba mekoyim es shas medam es some meila. There's no general klal gzeir le gzeir. Sometimes it's ain gzeir gzeir. Sometimes it is gzeirim. And here we bring a special eye about the by halah we're not gzeir. Chalas chutzal laoretz. Necheles imazor ala shulch. Now the Gemara brought down that chalas chutz loretz is necheles imazor ala shulch. Zaktoisves ein hamishne shnuyekein. It doesn't say this in the Mishnah because we'll see by the towards the middle of the Toisves that chalas chutz loretz is a different din. This din is not speaking about Chalas Chutz Loretz. So you just learned the Gemara Chum, Chalas Chutz Loretz. This is not speaking about Chalas Chutz Loretz. It's speaking about a different Chala. Ein HaMishneh Shnuyekein, Ela HaGemara Meibiyeh Bekitzo. The Gemara brings out, Hanegei Alonu, you see a Chala Darabonon, they won't go to Halo Tachila, that's Hanegei Alonu. But the Gemara did not bring down the Mishnah Kitzurasa. And Tais is going to bring down the Mishnah Kitzurasa, and by the end of the Tais, we'll see many interesting halachas, and what's Negev Bismanenu and Chalas Chutzlorets. So first Tais is going to bring down the Mishnah and explain the Mishnah, and then we'll see what's Negev Mamish and Chutzlorets. V'chein hishnuye b'perik basre de meseches chale. In perik basre de meseches chale, Mishneches, it says as follows. Oma Rabban Gamliel, sholosh arotzeis lechalo. There are three arotzeis areas lechalo, which have different dinei chale. Me'eretz Yisrael ad kizit. From Eretz Yisrael to the Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael. And the Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael is Kziv. Kziv is a Ritzue that's Yoytze from Aku. That's what the Bartanura says. And it's in Tzfeinu Yishol Eretz Yisrael. Chalo Achas. You mafrish one Chalo. Period. Mikziv Ad Hano. Now, from Kziv, which is the outermost point in Tzofen by Naku, there are two Mekoymois surrounding Kziv. Ad Hanoho means Litzad Mizrach. You go from the Mizrach of Kziv till the No. Va'ad Omno, until the mountain, that's Meirev. Shtei chalas. In this area, you're mafresh two chalas. Achas l'ul, v'achas l'koyin. One chala you burn, and one chala you give to a koyin. Shel ul, yesh lo shir. The chala you burn, is a shir. V'shel koyin, ain't lo shir. That's the second eretz for challah. As the first eretz is mamish eretz Yisrael with no problems. You mafresh one challah aches, and then you give to the kohen. From the mizra, the area, the mizrach of Kziv, till the noho, the mairav of Ziv, till omno, this area you mafresh two challahs. One challah is burnt, that challah has a shir challah, the other challah does not have a shir challah, and you give to a kohen. Mi noho, umei omno, vilifnim. Now, going further, this is going into Chutzlah, this is going out of Eretz Yisrael. Also, Shtei Chalas, you also have Mafresh two Chalas, Achas Lo'u, Va'achas Lekoyim. One Chala is burnt, one Chala you give to Koyim. But here, it's V'nahapachu. Shel'u Ein Lo Shir. The Chala you burn does not have a Shir. Shal koyin yesh lo shir, the one you give to the koyin has a shir. Utvu yoim oichlo, and the one that you give to the koyin in this third eretz, atomei, that toiveled himself, is permitted to eat it. Rab Yaisi oimer, ein tzorich tvile. Rab Yaisi says, you say, atvu yoim is allowed to eat it. Atay bigachadish. Afila, he didn't tayvel himself. He's also allowed to eat it. Va'asure, but, that what I said, we'll see later in Taisus, Rabbi Yaisi is speaking about a balkeri. So, the Tanakama held, in this third eretz, in this third area, we said there's two chalas, shal ur, v'shal koyim yesh lo shir. So, the Tanakama holds, you give it to a koyin, a balkeri, that's a tvulyay. He toivled himself, you give it to him. You don't have to wait till Erev Shemesh. Rabbi Yossi Yomer ain't tzorich tvile. You give to balkeri, afilu, he didn't toivle himself. But, vasure lezovim uzoveis ulenidois uliyodois. But it's also a zov and a zove that these are Tumais chamureis, it's metame tumis medres. To them, you don't give to a tomei. You won't give this challah to a tomei zov v'zova nida v'yeledes. But not. But to a balkeri you'll give. Now, the end of the Mishnah is, this is talking about this third eretz, v'nechelas imazor ala shulchan, and he tendes lechol koyin sheyirtze. So now Taisi just brought down the Mishnah to tell us that what our Gemara brought down necheles imazor al shulchan nitenes lechol koyin sheyirtze is speaking about the third eretz mi no umi omno velifnim. Not talking about chutz l'aretz. Let's just get back straight. We're talking about the shalosh arotzes. This is the third eretz mi no va'at omno velifnim. Now Taisi is going to start explaining the Mishnah. V'achi Perusha. This is Pshat in the Mishnah. Mikziv ad ano. From Gziv v'ad ano. V'ad omno. That means we said before, Gziv to the nor is to the right, and from Gziv to omno is to, this is to Mizrach, this is to Mairev. So this is the second eretz. So now Taisus is going to explain what was unique in this eretz. Shahayu smuchim la'eretz ha'amim. This area was be'emes in Eretz Yisrael. It was Eretz Yisrael. Now, if it's Eretz Yisrael, so zachiv chala min ha'tayre. But there was a problem there. It was samuch to Eretz ha'amim. Now, Eretz ha'amim is tomei. I mean, there's a tumis eretz amim, a tumis meisim, there's a tumis eretz amim. And since it's samuch la eretz amim, we have to assume that the challah, they're going to be mafresh in that area is tamei. we have to assume, because it's Samach L'Eretz Amin, Shayismuchim L'Eretz Amin, Ben Yecholim Lishma Atzmam Apariseim B'Tara. The people, they were Samach L'Eretz Amin, they went out Eretz Amin. The Paris also went out Eretz Amin. V'hoyu Chaloiseim Tmeis. So, that means let's not fool ourselves. It's Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayev B'Chalam in HaTorah, but we have to realize that the Chalam was Tomeh. So therefore, in this area, there were mafresh two chalas. Achas lu'u, one chala, they burnt. Shehi chala di'eraisa. Now, the chala that they burnt was a chala di'eraisa, because it's Eretz Yisrael. The Perisayim Gedalim Eretz Yisrael. This area is Eretz Yisrael. So you have to be mafresh. There's a sheer chala. If it's a chala that I see, there's a sheer chala. Ulekach nami yesh lo sheer. Kidim aforish bi Yerushalmi. Mibnei shumi divreitoy. So the chala that they burned, they had a dilemma. This, the Isa is chayim b'chala min ha-toyre. It's chala Eretz Yisrael. To get for a koyin to eat it, chas v'sholem. It's chalat meya. It's because Eretz Amim is tome. So they were mafrish the sheer chale, and they burnt it. That's chalat meya min ha-toyre. It's chalat min ha-toyre, and it's meya, they burnt it. Va'achas l'koyin midivrei seif. Then they were mafrish a second chale. Now let's be realistic. The second challah between you and me is garnish mit garnish. It's nothing. I mean, there were mafresh challah already. There's no challah. This is not the rabbonah dike challah. The rabbonah said be mafresh challah, which we made it challah the rabbonah. Now, why did they make this? Why do you have to be so frum to make another challah with the rabbonah? Shloitishtakach teres challah. That means if in this area there'll be mafresh challah and burning it, so the whole concept of being mafresh chala to give to a koyin will be forgotten. It'll be doire doire. So remember, mafresh chala, the daughter watched the mother, she's mafresh chala, like a shir chala, and you burn it, a good talk. That's what you do with chala. No one, they'll forget that there's an Indian of this area, there's a problem. And Eretz, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Tukziv, that they were mafresh chala, bismana mishneh, and they gave it to the kahanim. So there was a froshes chala, the chala that was nitin l'koyim. If in this area we'll just say, be mafresh chala and burn it, which you have to do, so it'll be nishtakech teures chala of matnes kuna. People, that's all you do, mafresh chala, and you burn it. So Chazal made a second chala, a drabonu dike chala. This challah, since it's a drabonic challah, you don't need a shear. I mean, you're already mafresh the shear. So this, yigvachas l'koyim b'divrei seifrim, sh'loi tishtakach teiras challah, l'fishim b'divrei seifrim, ein lo shear. Minor u'me'omno v'lifnim. Now, the third Eretz, that already is not Eretz Yisrael. This is not Eretz Yisrael. This is takachutzloch. So now, let's make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. This is really chutzlaretz. No, if it's chutzlaretz, so really there's no chiyuv challah min ha-Torah to begin with. Fine. No, the rabbonim made a chiyuv challah. Yeah, shei chutzlaretz, shtei chalas. So then you have to be mafresh shtei chalas. Ushtayim midibrei seifrim. In both chalas had rabbonim. It's chutzlaretz, so tzich had rabbonim dike chalas. Achas lu, one chale you burn. Now why do you burn this chale? Mishum desmuchin la'eretz Yisrael. We're speaking this area is close to Eretz Yisrael. Umischazye chale didu kechalas Eretz Yisrael. Gozru alesh loy loich lakal afil lakoyin toya gomu k'may b'chalas ur de Eretz Yisrael. Now they had a problem over here. Since this area was right next to Eretz Yisrael, and in the, so it's hard to differentiate in Eretz Yisrael, you have challah sa'ur that you have to burn, because it's challah deraisa, you have to burn. So memeila, this also seems similar to challah sa'aretz Yisrael. So they say, the challah you have to burn, because like this will be contradictory, and then it's Yisrael, you burn the challah, here you don't burn the challah. So they said you have to burn this also. Va'achas lekoyin shaloi tishtakach. And then there's a second challah that you should give to the kohen. We should remember there's such a concept of matnas kohuna by challah. V'yesh lo shir. Here in chutz loretz, this chutz loretz which is samuch l'eretz Yisrael, this is a shir. L'fishi necheles. This challah you're going to eat. They were mesakin at the rabbon and the challah in chutz loretz to give to a kohen. So, if you're going to give it to a kohen, and the kohen's going to eat it, let's make a cheshbon nefesh, it's tummy, it's eretz hamim, it's tummy. But Chazal did not make, the Chazal wanted, so it's ishtakach teres challah, so an eretz hamim, even though it's tummy, but it's not challah, because there's no, minatayr, it's not challah. So we're talking about, at the rabbon and the challah. So in the rabbon and the challah, they made interesting halachas. One halacha, they said, you have, since this area is samuch la'eretz Yisrael, that they burn the challah, so it's mischazik a challah tzeretz Yisrael. So you have to burn some challah. That challah, you don't need a shear. Then they said, shloit yishtakach teiras challah, there's a challah you give to kahanim. So they said, you take a shear challah, and you give it to a kohen, and the kohen eats it. This is a tummy de kechala, but mainly it's a rabban de kechala. They said, you'll have to eat this tummy de kechala. And this tummy de kechala, utvu yoim oichlo. So we don't have to be so frum. I mean, it's tummy to begin with side by side. I mean, so, but the rabban de kechala is irrelevant. You can eat tummy de kechala. So they said, you can give it to utvu yoim also. The chachamim said, you can give it to utvu yoim also. Bein tzorech erev shemesh, shleich miru bo kemoi betrume deraisa. They weren't machmer by this challah that's chutz lo trume deraisa. Tomei is not allowed to eat. But this, they said, tvu yoim is allowed to eat. Rabbi Yaisi yoimer ein tzorech tvila. Rabbi Yaisi went a step further. We're being makel. This is a challah derabbono. So the Tanakhama said, you'll have to give it a tatvu yoim. It doesn't have dinim of real challah. So he went a step further. You can give it even to a tome, to a balkeri, you can give it. Afilu before tvila. Afilu betuma de keri. The tuma hayayitzi migufay, shori Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said, you'll have to give it even to a balkeri. Midulechoshi balkeri bisura de zovin bezovis. Yeah, b'chutz mizavim v'zavim, so that is awesome. But a balkeri, even though it's a tumah yaitz migufay, Rabbi Yaisi holds you're allowed to give, Tanakama holds, only a tvu yom the balkeri you're allowed to give. V'asur elizavim v'zavim, v'loi tvi la'ayri. That's speaking about if they want table. V'dekoma alo b'irishalmi, the Rabbi Yaisi nitzrecho, according to Rabbi Yaisi, that said you're allowed to give to a tomei without tvila, that's afke a balkeri, but zovim v'zovish, you're not allowed to give. Fine. So now, al koponim, we have here three halachas. We have three halachas. There's three arotzis lachala. There's mamish eretz Yisrael till kiziv. There yamafrish mon chala. They were not tamei. The chala wasn't tamei. Yamafrish mon chala. You gave it takoyim aleidik danaisik. From kiziv, the surrounding areas of kiziv from Mizrach and Meirev, this was also eretz Yisrael. Since it was samuch la eretz ha'amim. So they were chayish that the challah was nitma, the people there were tamei, the challah was nitma. So there, they were, but it's Eretz Yisrael. So there they were mesakin, you mafresh hashir challah, and you burn it. Because this is, we're playing with the rices over here. And afterwards they said, So after you mafresh challah the rice and you burnt it, so then be mafresh another challah, shloit yishtakach, peiris challah, and give it a kohen, this doesn't have a shear. That's the second eretz. Then we have a third eretz, that's samuch to eretz Yisro, which is eretz amin. Here there's no challah the rice or whatsoever. Here they made also two challahs. One challah you should burn, because it looks like the challah of Eretz Yisrael that was nitma that you have to burn. And then they said another shir, then you take a shir challah, and you give takayim, shloitishtakach teres challah, that you give challah. And this we have a machloikis tanoim, to which kohen do you give to? The Tanakhama says you give to a tvuyoim, even before Erev Shemesh. Rabbi Yossi says he give even to Baal Keri, not to Azov Bezov. This is the third Eretz. Venire, not Yossi is talking about the third Eretz. Venire, the Rabbono Nami, the Bo Tvile. The Rabbono said he can give to Atome. You need Tvile. Davke le Baal Keri, Shetume Yossi Loi Migufa. A Baal Keri, that's Tume Yossi Loi Migufa, he has to toivel himself. He should be at least a tvuyoim. Aval tomei meis, but you have here in Chutz Loretz a tomei meis, shari v'loi tvile kerab yoisi. Here, a tomei meis, you don't have to tell you. The E, so Taisu says, the Taisu is going to prove it. So that it means, so let's understand the Chiddush of Taisu. So we're taking this chale de Rabbonon, this chale that's samuch to Eretz Yisrael, and we're giving it to a Tomei Meis. He's Tomei, Mamish Tomei, not a Tvul Yoim. A Tomei Meis we're giving it to. The whole Machlekes is by a Baal Keri, but a Tomei Meis you're allowed to give. So Taisus proves it. This is Venir. So Taisus proves it. The Matzachinami Tvile B'Tomei Meis. If you're going to tell me that a Tomei Meis also has to Tevel himself before you'll give him Chala, according to the Rabbonah, the tikshulu kidamach migmor beperek atkame, v'chi azo yeshlonu. Do we have azo? And do we have azo in chutz loretz? Uma toyel tvile betomei meis? So, what, if you're gonna tell me you need tvile, so what is the tvile going to accomplish? You're going to take a tomei meis, he's gonna toyel himself in the mikveh, and what happened afterwards? He's still a tomei meis. Ad azo veka pora. So to say he should tevel himself is ridiculous, because you don't accomplish anything. Tevel is more matayin a tamei meis. Umistame tamei meisim hoyu kame komim. Umistame in this area there was a lot of tamei meisim. Ki yavshalem lizoy metumis meis. That means the kahanim in this area could not be nizer from tumis meis. What shall he can be nizif and tumis meis? Then the hey, the me tumis meis, atzman tzrichen lizor machmet unvasom. Yeah, that's true. They weren't metamal meisim, chas v'shom, okay, he's not metamal meis. Abo me tumas cherev areyu kecholo, ein yecholim klal lizor. But is a din cherev areyu kecholo. What's a din cherev areyu kecholo? Aviv is. A klimatches, that was in the same oil, like a mace, gets a din of a mace. Just like a mace is an avi avois atume, a klimatris in the oil of a mace is also an avi avois atume. And if a coin is going to go into this oil, where there was once a mace, so he's going to become an avatume. He's going to become an avatume. So you have all the kahanims of Taisvis are avatumadit, the Tmei Mesim, b'tuchevareyu kecholo. The ein yecholim klal izor, a koyin can't be nizor from chevareyu kecholo. The bishum bay shoye by meis moilon, nase kecholo, kol amatche shebesoichai, Vavi kemal ha'o meis kedem rinne benoza beperik koyin godu. So memeila Taisva says, if you have a house that is a meis in the house, and ein locha bayish ein by meis, I mean, people die in this, so memeila, they die in the house, and so memeila, so in this klimatris in the house, and that klimatris is metame b'oil. So every house that there was once a mace there, so a kohen goes in automatically. He's an avatume, and you need hazoye. If you need hazoye. V'gam lo yoyu tzrichim lizoyer mitumes chayav areyu kecholo. Now Taisa says, let's forget about chala. How is a kohen allowed to go into the house? He's becoming, and he's metame to a tumes mace. Kiven shein anozem agerlech alek ed amuchach bereish tesefte de olis. V'im ken kulan tzrichin azo. So all the kahanim need hazo. So how could you give to a kohen in this chutzlaretz, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, how could you give him challah? No kohen will have to be allowed to eat challah. The old tmei mesim from cherev areyu kecholom. I mean, let's just go off for an attention for 1 minute. This what Taisus mentions over here. For Dova Poshet is a machlokes, Rab Chaim Kohen and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that a Kohen is not allowed to be metame to a cherev areyu kechol. It has two mesmeis. So a Kohen is not allowed to be metame. And Rab Chaim Kohen wrote him a letter, Eze Bayis Hashetif Nuli, Eze Moki Menuchosi. Rabbeinu Tam, you said such a loche, so I'm homeless. And Rab Chaim Kohen holds that no, that Tumis Kohen is totally in the Tumis Anozer Megaleyacholo. And since Anozer is not Megaleyacholo, so Kohen is not Muzer. The Kohen is Muzer in the Tumis Shomais, not in Tumas Mais. So Bekitza, he's Tumay, but he's not Muzer. He's not Muzer. And our Tosis holds like Rab Chaim Kohen. So Taisvah said, so now you have a chutzlorets, all your kahanim, let's be realistic, all your kahanim are avatume. And if you're going to be frum and say, oh, you can't give a tome trume, according to the Tanakhame, just like you can't give a balkari, you can't give a tome mace, so what do you say? You have to go to the mikveh, but the mikveh won't help the situation. Because he's still a Tomim race. The Mikra does not take off the Mismais. Vein Svore Klau Shetiknu Chachomim Chalas Chutzol Shlo Yechlu Elim Ken Yelech V'yazem Eretz Yisroel. To tell them, it's all say, well, there's an eight in Eretz Yisroel, they had Eifer Pore, Bizman HaMishneh. So Memela, so he said, that's a Kibshad, you have to tell yourself, you have to go to Eretz Yisroel to get a Zoh, and then you'll be able to eat Chalas Chutzol. So that's even a mistake. I mean, it's a big deal to go to Eretz Yisrael to eat Chalas Chutzlaretz. Lachi mistake sheboloi azo o tvila hoya oichnu en oiso afila rabbonon de Rabbi Yosi. Now, so Taisvis just got finished saying pshat in the Mishnah in Chale, in the Mishnah in Chale, so we know now that the Sholish Arotzes, we know now all the Allah. Now Taisus is going to say, now we're going to talk about Bovel and Chutz Loretz, which has different halachas in Ganson, and therefore the Taisa Rosh says that was the Akdom of Taisus. We're not talking about Chutz Loretz, because this mission is talking about Shalosh Arotzes, and Chutz Loretz is a different thing. Fine. Ube Bovel, v'chein ledidom sherechoykim me'eretz Yisrael. So we said the chutzlaretz that some of chutzlaretz Yisrael you need two chalas. One is la'ur because it looks like chalas eretz Yisrael, and one is la'koy. Now Taisva says le'didon sherechokim eretz Yisrael nitzorch shtei chalas ala achas one chalas. Kedemrinen beperik ad kama and b'chayres. The noisna lekoyin cotton ba'ochelo. Now Taisus is going according to the Tanakhame that you're not allowed to give to a balkari, so you give to a koyin cotton ba'ochelo. Finished. One chala. So let's appreciate what Taisus is saying. Taisus had said the sole reason why in this third Eretz you have to be mafresh to chalas and one you have to burn? Because it's nire ke chalas Eretz Yisrael, since it's samach l'Eretz Yisrael, and chalas Eretz Yisrael that samach l'Eretz Amim you have to burn, so you have to burn their chalos. But when we're talking about Bogel, it's not nire kechalas Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about where the Balei Taisus are. It's not nire kechalas Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so why do you have to burn it? Why do you have to burn it? So you don't burn it. But you give it to a Kohen. You give it to a Kohen. According, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi. She give it to a Kohen cotton, shele ro, keri, miyomo, till a bente, till Abentes, he's not a Roya Keri, or his Keri is not Metame. So Memele, you give one, that's it, you mafresh chale, you give it to Kohen Kotten. Ba'ochilo, and the Kohen Kotten eats it. That's it, don't do mafresh two chales. The Gemara in Bechiris mentions in Bovel, this also two chales, Zuktoisvis, the chileke koyin cotton davke komar hosom the mafrish acheres v'noisna le koyin godu v'rishayne seirfo v'rishayne seirfo. Now, if there's no koyin cotton, there's a koyin godu, and let's just give a little preview. Tais is going to say this later, but just let's understand. This Kohen Gadol that we're talking about is speaking about a Malkeri. This Kohen Gadol is speaking about a Malkeri that did not toivel himself. So Memele, this Kohen Gadol, they did not want, we're talking about Chalas Chutz Loretz. This Kohen Gadol, they did not want to give him the whole Shir Chalan finished. Because he's a Tomei. So here they made two dinim. First of all, if you're not giving it a Kohen to who is eligible to eat it, azoi without any pikpukim, so you mafresh chalas ha'ul, you burn it, and you give him also a little bit shloitish takach teres chalas. Berishayna serfa, b'chalas shal, berishayna serfa. So, Bekitzer, now Taisvis, now we're up to Chalas, real Chutz Loretz. The din is like this. If you have a Kohen Kotten that's not a Balkeri, you mafrish one Chala, you give it to him, no problem whatsoever. If there's no Kohen Toya, so then you mafrish two Chalas. One Chala you burn, and the second Chala you give to a Kohen Godel, this Tommy that we're making to give it to this Kohen Godel. The chale shall ul, the chale that we just said, minar, umeamnoim lifnim, ainim eteres le koin kotten. There, that chale, not allowed to give that koin kotten, aluloilam nisrepes, dumi the chale sur eretz Yisrael, mishim desmuchim leretz Yisrael, mischazi ke chale eretz Yisrael. Fine. So Mamelus Oteisva says, let's not mix up categories. The chale that's the eretz amim that samuch l'eretz Yisrael. So there it looks like chalas eretz Yisrael. So there you have to burn chale. Remember, because it looks like chalas eretz Yisrael that you can't give to a kohen kotten, even though he's toil. That, what the Gemara says, that chalas chutz loretz, that you give to a kohen kotten, that is speaking about in chutz loretz, which is not samuch eretz Yisrael. So memel, it's not mischazye ke chalas eretz Yisrael. So if you have a kohen kotten, that's not a balkeri, that never was a balkeri, so you give him teat, finished. You give him teat as shechala, and there's no necessity of chalas ha'u. Pilifrishish, Mishmachitzach Leum Shtaib, Aval Bochoikim, Kigoin de Bovel, Vididon, Loimis Chazvi, Chala, Ditu, Kechala, Soretz, Tameya, it doesn't look like Chalas Eretz Yisrael that's Tamei, even though ours is also Tamei Atzeretz Ami. Noisin L'Koyin Kotten, by us, you give to Koyin Kotten, Shlel Ro Keri, period. O Mistave, Zuktaisvis, Da'af L'Koyin Godel, Shetobel L'Kiruyay, you can also give in Chutz Loretz, you give to Koyin Godel, Shetobel L'Kiruyay. Lebin in Harib Shemesh, in the Kitaba Likiru, you don't need Harib Shemesh. The Ein Lahach Milbo, mi Bechale Shal Koyen, mi Besmuchim Laretz Yisrael, that they also do you give to Atvul Yoim, so in Chutz Laretz, Yizicher can give to Atvul Yoim. Vechein Kosa Val Alochis Deiles Bilchis Chale, the Val Alochis Deiles is like this, Omar Rabin Alochis Nida Koitz Alochala, that a nida can be mafresh to challah. That means when it comes to negiyah, there's no problem whatsoever. A nida is mafresh challah, and you give it to a koyin katan. Va'ochel a koyin katan. Zokte bahag, a man, the tovel, the kiruyeh. Or if a person was table the kiruyeh, you can also give a chutzlah. The Yesh Tzas Taime. So now, Taisvis has a shtickle problem. Taisvis is basing itself on the Gemara in Bechiris. The Gemara in Bechiris says as follows. The Gemara in Bechiris says that, Chalas Chutz Loretz, you give to a Koyin Kotten. If there's no Koyin Kotten, there's a Koyin Godel, then you make two challahs. One challah you burn, and then the other challah you give a little to this Kohen Gadol that's tummy. That's what says in Chayes. Now, so Taisa says, well, I think Kohen Gadol means Kohen Gadol that was not Toivo Likiruya. We Toivo Likiruya, that's similar to a Kohen Gadol. So that's fine. Taisa brings the Bahag. But now Taisa is had a little problem. I mean, so why does the Gemara say Kohen Kotten? I mean, if a Kohen Gadol Shetovel Kiruya is also good. So why does Moshe give it a Kohen Kotten? If you don't have a Kohen Kotten, you have a Kohen Gadol, so then you make two challahs, one you burn and one then. I mean, why took Kohen Kotten, Kohen Gadol? Took, you give it a Kohen Toyer, finished. Why do you say Kohen Kotten, Kohen Gadol? And Kohen Kotten is Gematria, there's no tumaskari, and Kohen Gadol means leitova lekiri. Why did the Gemara speak like that? That's Taisvis problem. V'yesh tzas taime. Amai koma de noisna le Kohen Kotten. Kiven da filo Kohen Gadol yochel oichla. Kohen Gadol is also allowed to eat it. Ache shetova. So why does the Gemara speak about a Kohen Kotten? Oi, there's another eitze. Levat lo beroiv. You know what? If the Kohen is Tomei, he can be Mevatel the Chala Beroiv Toyer. Amir de Kizach. By Trume, Chutzlot, you also do that. Amir de Kizach, you had, Gmar says, Tyson Green right away, Rabba was Tomei, they gave him Trume's Chutzlorets, so he took the Trume, and he took some Toyer de Kechulin, and he was Mevatel, he mixed up the Trume with the Chulin, he was Tomei, and he ate it, as Bittel Beroiv. So, Trumes Chutz Loretz Atomei is allowed to eat Trumes Chutz also as Bittel Beroi. So, Taisa is a problem. So, Chalas Chutz Loretz is not worse than Trumes Chutz Loretz. So, really, you can give it to Kohen Gadol, that's Tomei, or Toivel himself. So, why does the Gemara mention Kohen Kotten? And you have to read between the lines. Who had in a Kohen Gadol Shetovel, Ayin Bahag? Who had in Nedos, a Kohen Gadol, that's Tomei, if he was Mavat, Tomei? Why doesn't the Gemara mention this? That's the Yesh Tzas Taim. I might come to the Neis to the Kohen Kotten, keep me that for the Kohen Gadol, the Yochel Ochel, the Yach Shetobo, Oy Levat, the Baroi, the Kamei Tum, the Rune, the Perkat Kame, Rabba, the Mavat, the Baroi, the Ochel, the Bimei Tum. So, my male, this is a problem. The Nire. The davke chalas chutz loretz lefi shein lo shir. Chalas chutz loretz doesn't have a shir. The davamu etu Kama the yochel litna the kayin kot. Not that you have to give that kayin kot. You can give that kayin kot. Kolshkinim yesh kayin godl she tobol e reitze le batlo she yochel litna loy. Vechein mashme the dover muetu the kama hosom the shokolo bereish masye. So you can't, you burn it on a small mardon. It's only this challah that you give is a davar mu'at. So you can give it to a kohen. Avol trume shehi mitvua oy meyayim v'shemen ein litin l'kohen kohen lefi shehu ma'abdo v'oyd yesh lo shir k'may betrumes ma'isa l'kach ein litin l'kohen ela l'kohen godo shetobo v'yroitza levat l'meloi ein zorech lahafrish shniye, leitishtakach, kiven dem afrishen achas, kmei bachal eichedike koin koten, shloi metzine bachol oshash, shi zorech lahafrish shtei trumes, adavke chale kileka koin koten, ei godol shetovo, shoz hi nisrefes. Kach zorech lahafrish chale shniye, shloi tishtakach teres chale, amur tumet ei nois nois ala koin godol shetovo, reitze lebat lebaroi, ein zorech lahafrish shniye, the light is starker, given shemafrish achas. Now Taisus says as follows. Taisus says like this, that what the Gemara says, koyin koten, does not mean that you have to give to a koyin koten. A koyin godel between you and me is better than a koyin koten. Koyin godel shetova lekiruyai, or a koyin godel that's mevatel baroi. Now what the Gemara mentions, Koyin Koten, is because, first of all, a Koyin Chala is very minute. There's no shir to this Chala's Chutz Loretz. So between you and me, you're not going to find a Koyin Godel that's going to table himself for this small piece of Chala, raising the battle of Parayv. A Koyin Koten, the male, he'll find that, number one. And number two, they would only give Chala to a Koyin Koten because this little bit, he might eat it. To give trume to a kohen koten, they won't give trume to a kohen koten, because a koten, you can't, he's ma'abedet, he's a koten, you can't trust him with trume. So therefore, now Taisvus is saying now a new understanding in the Gemara. Now what the Gemara says, chalas, chutzlos, you give to a kohen koten, means you're permitted to give to a kohen koten. If you give to a kohen godu, shetovo, or a tovo lechem broche. If you give that koyin godel, that's going to be mevatel et paroyv, tov aleihem broche. But you don't have to give it to such a koyin. You can give it to a koyin koten also, it'll be mabed, no, it's a small amount. We look away. By trume, you don't give that koyin koten. Trume is a choshev amount, won't give it to a koyin koten. You don't give trume the rabbon to a koyin koten, it'll be mabed. You only give it to a koyin. You'll wait around and give it to a koyin godel. The Marsha says, the Gemara says, what if you don't have a koyin koten, and you only have a koyin godel that's tomei, does not want to be mevatelit, so you burn it, and you can make two chalas, that's what the Gemara says. So the Masha explains, so why don't you wait till you find a koyin, let's wait, you don't have a koyin koten, you don't have a koyin godel shetobo. Let's wait there. If Shabbos will get a kind of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll give it to him. What? So the Masha says, Amir de Kizach. The Masha says, the small piece of challah, you can't leave it lying around. It's dangerous. It's also lezorim. So, bishloime, trume, there's a shir. You put it in a bottle, if it's wine, or shemen, or tvue, you put it in a dos, there's a shir. And you write on it with the, Kiddush Levon Noisi is Trume, beware. Finished. So it's no problem. Here we have a small piece of challah. So if you have ready a koyin koten or a koyin shetoval that can eat now the challah, so good. You give it to them. Finish the lady. If you don't have this now, we have to get rid of this challah. We're not gonna keep it around, floating around. So therefore, we're gonna take this, so then the din is you give this So then you mafresh two challahs. One challah you burn, and one challah you give to... One challah you give to a kohen tameh. Yeah. So the Netoysu says, you're not mafresh to itchumas odavke challah kileke kohen koten, I godol shatavush ozi nisrefes, lakar tzrich lafresh challah shniyish lo itishtakach teres challah. He said, by challah, if you don't have a kohen toyer, and you have to get rid of it, so we burn it, and we make another challah to give to the kohen tomei. Avo tchumas dey nois dey nois ele kohen godol shatavol, so you wait. If you don't have now a kohen gadol, you wait and you label it and there's no shash. Kimin shemafrish nois. Umiyu nire the gam besmuchim la eretz Yisrael. Shemafrishin la oilam shteichales. Loihoye mafrishin ele tumachas. Now Tosis wants to say that Tosis said a whole shtick to her. Challah in Chutz Loretz, you can't wait around, so you have to go and then get rid of it, so you have to burn it, and you have to give two to another, to be mafresh another challah. So that's the difference between challah and Tumah. Tumah in Chutz Loretz, you wait around, till you'll get a kohen toyer. But challah, you can't wait around, you mafresh two challahs. That Isa says, "O miu nira de gambes muchim laretz Yisrael, shemafrishin lo oilam shteichales, oyhoye mafrishin ala truma achas." So now we have to understand. Lakach nira shebachala yeshloches yoisa shloi tishtakach. It's the whole Indian of two chalas is shloi tishtakach. Shem de shayche bechol odom. Every person. Amigal galis osay. Aber Trume in Regilen bo elle bale karkois, mam riche tvues, so me mele, by this, they weren't afraid of leitish takar, so this you give to a koyin toyer, or a koyinet mematlut baroi. Veheiche de leke koyin koten, she seirf o mafrish shnia, there's no koyin koten, so by chala the din is, she seirf that and you mafrish shnia, noisna le koyin tome, this you give to a koyin tome, that's the Gemara says in Bechiris, afilu huzo, le maflik osam bishum tume, le damye le chala shnia bismuchim laretz Yisrael, da hosam le oilam tzorich le hafri, Chalas, you always have to be mafresh to chalas. So there they said that you don't give it to us all, unless he was table himself. According to Rabbi Yosi, aber v'chaykim, you don't always have to give to chalas. Ike koyin koten, I gadol shetav lekiruyei, and so ich lafresh chalas niye klal. If there's a koyin koten, you don't have to be mafresh b'chlal the second truma. The Kalabiyasel. So this is a very, this second Hafroshes Chala is a very gringe Chala. Ela Shasur ala Zorim. Layashkin de Shorila ela la Kahane. Period. So this is what Taisvis is saying so far. So now we're talking about, but we have to remember one thing. We have to, the vile Taisvis is saying in Chutz La'oretz, if you don't have a koyin cotton or koyin shetoval the kiruyoi, so you mafresh two chalas. And so the one we have to know how we stem with Taisvis. That we mafresh one chala and we burn. Taisvis says, call not like that. You mafresh two chalas, one chala you burn, and one you give to a koyin tome. We're not doing this. But let's go a little further. Venire she'ena tevelis. Now Taisvis says another thing. The second chala in Chutz La'aretz, one challah you burn, and another challah you give to a koyin tomei. To give to a koyin tomei, even tazal. Now, Taisva says, before you mafresh the second challah, it's not toivo. That means it doesn't become tevo. That means I can eat from the challah before the afrosh, I can eat from the isa before afrosh, and I'll be mafrish later. Benire sheine tevelas. So Taisu says, what do you mean sheine tevelas? There's a lot of places, and this is our minig, and chalas chutzlots, we just burn it. We don't give to chalas. So Taisvi says, there's a lot, Taisvi says, I hope personally, that you mafresh to chalas and chutzlots. And the second one you give to koyim, but afilu you give to koyim tome, but you're allowed to eat from this lechem before you give it to them, before you mafresh it. Because they says there's many places in Chutz Loretz that don't hold like me. They mafreshu klal, but feel like a koyin cotton. But leisim a koyin is yesh tzas teim. I don't understand why. How do they do this? Elafi she'ena teveles. They know why they do it. They have a frumkai. It's tevel a tzichena. It's only a mitzvah to give challah. V'tzorch l'shoim rabbi lachila l'zorim. Nimnu melahafrish. Period. That's what Taisu says. Agav Urche, the Rosh brings down and the Zeruah brings down that Pshatan Arminig, and this is the minig of those Mekoimis, that the whole din that they were mafrish to chalas in Chutzlot, Shoitishtakach, Teiris Chala, that was Dafka when they had Efer Por in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, what were they doing? They were giving chala to the Koyim. Because it was Eifer Porim. So Memele. So in Chutzot we also have to give to the Koyin Shloi Tishtakach. But now in Eretz Yisrael they don't have Eifer Porim. What do? They burn it. That's it. They burn it and that's it. So Memele we also burn it. Avalidin Shabbat Ne Eifer Porim Ve'ein Chala Necheles Beretz Yisrael Apuchut Ein Tzorich Afrish Chalas Koyin. And that's pshat in Arminic, but Taisus did not hold like this. And Taisus says, "V'shem afilu." Taisus says, number one, it's not tevel before afrosh. V'shem afilu ainu medamas. That means if this chala you mafresh, the fell into chulna won't become dimua. V'avu pishere shoyne nirek tzas to medamas. The first chala Taisus, I think, will make dimua. The Sanya Perik Rav Yishmol Trumas Oyvet Kechom Mechutzol Seinu Medamas Damash Modi Yisroel Medamas Mikomo Kemashniya. The second Chala Shikala B'yoyis Hashem Einu Damas Chmosh Legozol Trumas Damai Kemoy Kain Shem Legozol Bok Even Shikala Kol Kach.